Now, it's quite a big day for us at Radio Derby today, because if you've listened to the show for quite a long time, guy who works on the programme, who you don't often hear from on air, however, you might hear him occasionally on our little trailers when we're advertising different programmes, or if you ring Radio Derby on our number 616161, Alex Canner, who has been a big part of the furniture here at Radio Derby for years, and I'm now going to make him cry because it's his final day today. Oh. And we never normally do this because it's a bit self-indulgent, so we'll keep it brief before people go, this is a bit self-indulgent. Thank you very much, but you're moving on. I've tried to chain you to the desk and say don't leave, but apparently that's against some kind of health and safety at work act or something.
Sounds unfair.
The world's gone mad. Yeah, so you're leaving us after
You just called me furniture, so
well, you know, of course you were. So how many years have you been here for?
This will be 5.5 years. Yeah.
And your first shift was with who?
My first shift actually was working with you. I don't remember this.
Poor you.
When you produced the breakfast show at BBC Radio Derby in 2008.
Yeah, Alex Krolinski was presenting, I think.
Correct. Was, absolutely. Indeed. Yeah, yeah.
So you've been here for 5 years, doing all manner of different things. Now moving on to pastures new.
I am indeed. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for asking me. But I have really enjoyed working here. It's a tough day actually to leave it all behind, but it's been great. The things that you don't see is there's almost another radio show that happens off air, and there's a lot of people that I've spoken to over the years. It's hundreds of phone calls that I've taken about all kinds of subjects. And ultimately you will speak to some very odd people, of course.
Yes, occasionally.
And there's a lot of swearing and a lot of haranguing and
really?
A lot of strong opinion,
and that's just the presenter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I've really been proud to be privy to some of the people that are out there listening to this station. And honestly, it sounds really cheesy, but it's the people out there that give this station a really good name for itself. And it's the stories and the comments and the contributions that people make. And I just want to say thank you to all the people that I've spoken to over the years. And also, I'm really sorry if I coaxed you on the air when you didn't really want to come on.
People do ring up and go,
my job.
I've got a point for Colin, but I don't want to go on the radio.
I don't want to go on the radio about it.
But you put them on.
Very, very, very quickly they're on the air. So yeah.
And one of the other reasons I got you in was to kind of, you know, we're doing this local apprenticeship thing and people can come and work at Radio Derby and do the job that you've been doing for us.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about this a few times this week. You are a living, breathing example of somebody who came in to do a little bit of work. And you've been here for 5 years and you've loved it. And you really have kind of got, you know, you've got a brilliant ear for radio, first and foremost. And I think we all spotted that right from the word go. I'm going to make you cry. Sorry. And your advice to anyone listening to this program now who wants to work in radio, who maybe wants to apply for this apprenticeship, what would you say to them?
Sorry, actually, I'm crying.
Oh, don't cry.
I'd say... Just be as available as you possibly can. Have some ideas. Listen to the station. Contribute as much as you possibly can. And just get involved. Mm. Get involved and speak to people in the know as well. You know, get some advice. That's all I can say, really. Just keep trying.
The thing is, often people kind of look at the presenters of radio shows and go, they're the stars. But actually, the people behind the scenes are the stars.
Nonsense.
And you, no, it's true, honestly, you keep this program on air as much as anybody, and Aaron, who produces the show, has done exactly the same thing, and you are definitely gonna cry. And he's going a bit red. Anyway, we've got a leaving party for you tonight, so we'll celebrate.
All right.
But anyway, by the way, if anyone wants to know more about this apprenticeship scheme, it is bbc.co.uk/LAS. We're doing an open day as well, Thursday the 1st of May. If you want to book a place on that, 01332 361111. Now, Alex, I'm going to leave the final word for you. I want you to hit the vocal of the Verve, Lucky Man.
There's about 30 seconds to go,
but well, there you go. This is your job. You've got to talk now. Oh, no, he's singing. Oh, Alex, good luck. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Something in my liberty. On my mind. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me and watch my fever growing on. Just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my